Hey everyone, it's Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. This month is brought to you by Healing Every Day, one of three books that I'm releasing this year. I know I'm totally crazy. In fact, I would ask for your prayers as I release these books because it is a lot of work, and I just really want to see these this particular book get into the hands of those who need it. In Healing Every Day, I take you through the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, all of the healing verses that have been so instrumental in my own healing journey. And so if you are struggling and you want to walk a new pathway of healing, pick up this book. I pray it'll be a blessing to you. Or maybe there's someone in your life who really needs to walk that pathway or just is struggling. You can just pick that up for them as well. Today's verse is Galatians 6:9 in the New American Standard Version of the Bible. And it says this: "Let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I confess that I have many times lost heart in doing good. And so, Lord, I pray that you would help me to continue to fight the good fight, to stay in it, to love others, to intercede for them, to think of ways to bless other people. And instead of letting the sin of others make me become cynical, I pray that it would motivate me instead to love better. And I pray that for my friend listening as well. Maybe they're at the end of their rope. They've been maybe in one relationship where they have loved and loved and loved and loved and loved, and they feel worn out. Or maybe there's someone listening today who's a caregiver and they are completely physically, emotionally worn out from pouring into someone who's not reciprocating. And they seldom get time out of the house. They seldom have a moment to themselves. And Lord, these are difficult situations. So would you give them the strength they need to not lose heart in doing the good that they're doing? Lord, I thank you that even when people are not noticed by others, and yet they are doing good, that you notice them, that your eye is on them, that you see them, and that this is also spiritual warfare. When we love someone unconditionally and we take care of someone and no one else sees, this is dealing a decisive blow to the kingdom of darkness. So help us to live with integrity in the middle of that, to know that our work is not in vain. Lord, also, I know in my own life there have been times where I have been running, and then I stopped because I've been worn out. And I think that the victory actually was just on the other side of the hill. So, Lord, this is a marathon, not a sprint. So help us to continue to, not in burnout, Lord, but continue to take the next step every single day, because you call us in that upward call toward Christ Jesus. And through his spirit within us, we can have that kind of strength that we need to take the next step, to take the next step, to take the next step, to take the next step. Lord, many of the people listening today are weary, and the world has beat us down. We have reached the limit of our ability to love. We've reached the limit of our strength. We've reached the limit of our perseverance. And we've reached the limit of our ability to handle even our own pain. And when we've come to the place of growing this kind of weary, we need intervention, Lord. So I pray your spirit would intervene today. Would you give us a cup of cold water in your name? Would you refresh us with your presence? Would you show us a scripture, maybe even today's scripture, that will help us to jump back onto the right track, or that will just encourage us that you are with us, you see us, you hear us, and you will be with us. Lord, this is a broken world, and it breaks us, and we need to know that you see us and love us and stand alongside us and invigorate us and are that wellspring that springs up to eternal life. We need you. We love you. We worship you today. We are grateful for you. Help us to look back and see your faithfulness in so many ways, because I know, Lord, when I do that, it helps me not to become weary, because I've seen how good you have been over the years. So I thank you for all of this. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. Eventually, I'd like to be able to have transcripts of this for all of you. Also, you can, if you want a more convenient way to listen to this podcast, get the Pray Every Day app. It will really be helpful to you, and it'll just show up a little notification every day, and you can plug and play it, and you can listen. So, thanks so much for listening. You are a huge blessing to me, and I am grateful for you. You are loved with an everlasting love. You are the child, you are a child of God, and oh, how He loves you.